One pot, écoute tes mauvaises chansons. It's if you're listening, one person's mission to force your friend to listen to all the music he avoided in high school. I'm Ramsey.
What the hell was that?
I don't want to listen to your bad songs in French.
Too bad. You're gonna.
Well, at least I know that only you chose these. And this is just your opinion only.
Well, it's a mix. It's a mixed bag today, Ramsey. We are, as everyone knows, banking episodes before I go to Jupiter and you go somewhere else. I don't know that we've said where you are going.
The moon.
Oh, right. You're going to the moon. I'm going to Jupiter.
That's right.
So our beautiful patrons.
They are beautiful.
Voted for a different album, which we're going to do next.
Oh, we aren't doing that one now.
No, we're going to do that one next.
So my setup means nothing.
No, it's still, it actually, I think, works perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Because this band name is in a different language.
Oh.
And I actually truly did pick this one. Sorry.
Oh.
So I think it works great.
Okay. I did it. Without even knowing. I'm psychic. Like Daphne Moon.
Yep. What?
From Frasier?
Oh, okay.
That's where I'm going for vacation.
I didn't know her last name was Moon.
It is.
Oh, okay. No. So I put, you know, over on our Patreon, where you can go.
Our beautiful Patreon,
where you too can go for, and just for $1, vote on songs we're going to do for me to occasionally ignore. But just kidding, because some people did vote for this album and some people voted for the other. I'm giving them what they want. I'm doing both.
It's the ultimate in democracy.
We're doing both, guys.
Yeah, don't worry, guys.
We're doing both.
Get you one that can do both.
But it's also just because I really wanted this one to win.
That's right. Heather
one
tried
of the
to
votes
juice.
For this one is mine.
Heather, you can't vote.
No, I literally can. In our Patreon, it gives me one vote.
I don't think that's right.
I don't know why it does that, but it does.
I also, now that I've learned this, I'm going to change the vote and edit the poll to let Ramsey pick.
You can't do that. You can only do one vote. So well,
I know. I'm going to move your vote to what I want it to be. Because I log in more
still
than you.
Wing. Wing. Win.
We never know.
Uh-oh.
All right. What did you fix the election for?
Desaparecidos. I don't know if I'm saying that right, to be honest.
It's Despacitos.
No.
Yes.
Desa. D-E-S-A.
Desa.
P-A-R-A-E.
I don't know how to pronounce this. I'm just pretending it's the Justin Bieber song. That's the end of the bit I have on
I
here.
Understand.
I know you know.
I understand.
I know you do.
Can I find a thing where it pronounces it for me?
Type it into translate.google.com and then there's a little button that you can make it, you can play it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Desaparecidos.
Ooh. Desaparecidos.
Play it again.
Desaparecidos.
I was saying it right, I think, just in a shitty American accent.
Can you play the English translation now?
Yeah.
Missing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yanny? Is that what they said?
Missing.
Yanny.
Missing.
Yanny. Remember that? Remember
yeah,
that
I do.
I brought the
blue dress, gold dress.
That's
Yanny.
Right. Laurel.
Laurel. I don't remember which I heard for that one.
I think I was able to do both.
Yeah, same with the dress. I was mostly blue and black. Also, that dress is quite literally in my office.
Oh, that's right. It's BuzzFeed? Is it the very one from that photo?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
Couldn't you have just like sourced another one?
Probably.
Okay.
Missing.
Was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. Feel free to just drop that wherever you feel like it in the show.
Desaparecidos.
Oh, this is a terrible, terrible power. I love it.
Oh my God. Why have I never Googled a soundboard for before on this podcast?
I have.
I never have.
It's a great thing.
Oh my God. Okay.
I'll tell you the software I used if you would like it.
I see, that's too much. I just want to be able to hit a button.
Yep. Yep. It's good to have.
I think I just got a virus trying to find one.
Heather, I'll just tell you the one that works. And you just leave it open and then you hit a button. It's what you want.
I swear to God. Okay. That was too many clicks. Anyways.
Wait, how did you get a virus that quick?
Here's what happened. I Googled soundboard.
Yeah.
I clicked on the first thing.
Sure.
It looks extremely jank. Soundboard.com, but it looks very jank. And I clicked on one that says wild coyote sounds. And then it took me to a site that just basically was a blank page that said start. And I clicked start and it made
don't
a pop-up and I
start.
Said, I gotta get out of here.
No,
I gotta get out of here. And I closed that tab.
That's funny. Soundboard.com mm-hmm. according to our friend Tom Sharpling, mm-hmm. does make the best soundboard program, but the link is broken and nobody seems to be fixing it, despite the fact that I emailed them to fix it.
Okay.
I did my research for episode 300.
Okay.
Desaparecidos. Is that what it is?
Desaparecidos.
Okay. I know one of the people who was involved in this project.
Who?
Connor Oberst.
You've heard of him?
I have heard of him. He also goes by the name Charlton Heston's character from Planet of the Apes, Bright Eyes.
Yes, correct. You're not going to know any of the other people in this band either, anyways.
Try me.
Landon Hedges.
He is a producer. He worked on the albums for Blink-182 and
nope.
Green Day. Invented the hedge.
Also, I don't know because he doesn't even have a Wikipedia.
Wow.
Matt Baum.
He invented lip balm.
No. Spelled different.
He's in the band Matt Baum PA.
That's a good one. Denver Daly. That sounds like Dilly Daly.
Hey, quit stealing my material.
Sorry, that I one I couldn't even get out.
Dilly Dilly, I say.
Denver Colin Daly.
Denver Colin, that's the full name?
Denver Colin Daly.
That's a great name.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
You won't. Ian McElroy.
Nope.
He was in other bands, but I don't think you've heard of them.
The Beatles. Rolling Stones.
Wings.
Wings.
Steven Sondheim's what? Orchestra.
I think I've heard of those, Heather.
Okay. Desaparecidos was an American punk rock band from Omaha, Nebraska, headed by singer-guitarist Connor Oberst, the frontman of indie rock band
Bright Eyes. Where does this fall in the Bright Eyes timeline?
Yes, okay. So, hold on. That's a good question. Okay. Fevers and Mirrors.
Yep.
That album came out in... You know that one?
Nope. It's after Lifted, the story of soil and how
before.
It came to be on the ground. I don't care.
Lifted came out in 2002.
Of course.
Oh my God, Fevers and Mirrors. Wait, have we not done Fevers and Mirrors?
I'm pretty sure we didn't.
Fuck me, that's going on the list.
I think we've only done one, maybe two.
Oh my God, Fevers and Mirrors has my favorite Bright Eyes song.
Fevers and Mirrors. Brand. It sounds like an improv warm-up game. Fevers and Mirrors.
Fevers and Mirrors.
Fevers and Fevers and Fevers and Mirrors.
No, it's a good Bright Eyes album. Okay, Lifted came out in the year of our Lord 2002.
Yep, Heather is using her hand.
Fevers and Mirrors.
Came out in the year of our Lord.
2000.
Okay. Pre-9/11. Post-9/11.
May 20.
No, I was doing Lifted and Fevers and Mirrors.
Pre-9/11. Sorry, yes. I forgot when 9/11 happened. Oopsie.
That's the one thing you're not supposed to do.
The one fucking thing.
It's also kind of a key part of our show.
My brain got a little confused.
What year did you think it happened suddenly?
In my brain, what was happening? No. I do think it happened. But in my brain, what was happening is that it happened on New Year's Day. Because I was just like, in my brain, I was like, 2000. All of that is 9/11.
You did what Spotify does when it does another release.
Exactly. I was like, it's got to be January 1. Yep, got to be January 1. That whole year.
I have to
year,
fill that in somewhere.
Whole year. But no. It was September 11th.
Whole year of 9/11.
Sin 2.
No.
2000. No. 2002.
What?
2001.
Oh, no.
I actually did forget. I forgot, guys. Heather, I forgot.
Never.
I forgot. I forgot.
That's so weird what just happened. I truly am not sure what to do.
Okay, here's also...
Heather, who is president right now? Okay, she knows.
Sleepy Joe. Here's what also just happened. Mm-hmm. Is that my brain thought I graduated high school in the year 2000, which is not true.
Also not true.
I was just conflating all my 2000, early 2000s
you
years.
You were just remembering what year all the MTV 25 celebrations happened.
J-Lo Waiting for Tonight.
Yep.
I was just
sure.
Y2K, baby.
Are you going to watch your new movie?
Absolutely not. Oh, I have, as you know, listened to many a pop culture podcast.
Yes, I've listened to.
I have listened to three different podcasts. One, two, three. Who Weekly?
Mm-hmm. New York Times Popcast.
New York Times Popcast. And what the fuck is the name of the Ringer one? I don't know, the gossip one. I fucking forgot the name of it right now. Anyways, all three of them talked about this movie. It sounds real bad.
It does sound bad.
No, thank you.
It's showing at Nighthawk.
Okay, I'd go see it at Nighthawk because that's funny. You know, I just want to get a queso.
There you go.
A little queso with an old fashioned to watch a movie. Gah, there's no better combo.
Sorry to edit. I'm just trying to think how I would feel if Heather had just said, Mama's got to get her queso. I think I would have liked it. I think I would have supported it.
We both got to get our queso. You also love the queso.
I do.
I also love, we never share.
No.
We have to get our own queso.
Ew. I think it's kind of gross to share. I'm not nervous about sharing anything with you, Heather. It's just something about dipping.
Well, and it's also dipping in the dark.
That's exactly
the
problem.
In the dark.
My fingers are going in there. It's impossible.
Because I can't see.
And at some point.
And you've got to fish out the fucking
jalapenos.
I'm going
to get so frustrated that I'm just going to go, fine.
I got to put the jalapeno on top with my fingers.
100%.
Yeah, it's bad.
You are probably better than me. Do you get any drops of cheese on your pants?
You know I spill.
I do, but
you know I spill.
I've never witnessed you doing it.
Because
I always do.
When we went to Iron Claw, yeah. I just like fully cheesed out in front of me.
Too many plates that night.
Man, we did, and I was crying. It just what an emotional movie. I did get nacho cheese on me that day.
Crying in queso. Queso and crying.
Crying into my queso.
That's right.
We really got off track.
I don't think we did.
J-Lo. Okay. Okay.
Omaha.
So, Omaha, Nebraska. You been?
No.
I have. Okay, so Phoebe.
Should I?
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. What did I do in Omaha?
What do they got in Omaha?
What do they got in Omaha? What do they got in Omaha that they haven't got in other cities?
I think Conor Oberstone's a bar.
Good. We got bars here.
I just stayed in a hotel there. I was just trying to drive from Denver to Chicago.
I've been in a bar and seen Conor Oberst before.
Me too, with you.
Yep. He walked by a bar we were in. Oh,
the first night we were able to go out after Hurricane Sandy.
Oh my God. Really dating the... But yeah, that's right. He had a stupid hat on.
At Beauty Bar Brooklyn. It's gone.
Yep.
That bar was short-lived and weird.
Here for a short time... Or good time? Not a long time?
It was not even a good time. It was a weird time.
It was fine.
It was not great.
It's a fish market now.
It's a fish market. I'd rather go to Commissioner next door. Yeah, Conor Oberst. Saw him on the streets of New York wearing a big dumb hat the Friday after Hurricane Sandy.
Pre-Pharrell big dumb hat.
Yeah, Conor loves a big dumb hat. Okay, so the album we're doing today is Read Music / Speak Spanish.
Okay.
This album came out... I don't know why I keep talking about Fevers and Mirrors because it's actually closer to Lifted. So...
Oh. The thing I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting back there.
No. The one I guessed was right.
You asked where it fell in the timeline. Fevers and Mirrors.
Okay.
No, I can't get that out of it. There's also... Oh, you know what I'm doing it to the tune of? Berries and Cream. Berries and Cream.
A Skittles commercial? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that really went viral again on TikTok.
Such a weird thing that went viral on TikTok.
Okay, so this is what I was trying to tell you. Fevers and Mirrors, Berries and Cream came out in May 29th, 2000.
Okay.
Lifted came out August 13th, 2002.
Okay.
Both pre-9/11.
Which one has When the President Talked to God?
Neither.
Okay. Great.
Neither of those. Then, why can I not understand anything right now?
You forgot what 9/11 is. Your whole world is shaken.
2001. Okay, that's really is what happening is happening is I
Did
keep
that
forgetting
year
what,
get deleted?
Yeah, the year of 2001 is actually not existing. My brain is
it's
going
weird.
From 2000 to 2002. Read Music Speak Spanish came out in February 2002. So
okay.
just before Lifted.
I know you just spent a lot of time sorting that out. I got to tell you I don't care at all.
I care.
Okay.
We're going to get to why I care.
Okay.
Okay. So,
you like both of those albums? Fevers.
I like
Lifted.
Every album we've named so far in this podcast.
Got it.
Fevers and Mirrors, Lifted, Read Music, Speak Spanish.
That's one album.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, great. So basically, now I'm so derailed. Okay.
We're 15 minutes in.
Read Music, Speak Spanish is an album that came out on February 12th, 2002. It was recorded in 1 week. The same week as the September 11th attacks. So you see what's happening is my brain is short circuiting. There's too many facts about September 11th.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
It was a Tuesday.
Yep.
So
famously.
They.
Blue skies. Famous.
They certainly didn't record it just on Monday. So they just kept working?
I guess. Weird. They were in Omaha.
I mean, I'm not saying... It just feels weird.
Didn't this also come up recently on a different episode where a band was recording? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was in our book report episode. Midtown was recording.
Yeah.
And someone had to like come in the studio and be like, Twin Towers, you heard about this? Wait, wasn't it Flea?
Yes, it was. Yeah, that's
crazy.
Right.
That's crazy.
Good memory there.
Okay. Since the concept of the album is a criticism of American consumerism, the band considered not releasing it, partly due to the timing.
Sure.
The album failed commercially. It wasn't the timing.
Yep. Should have pulled a Ryan Adams and written a song about New York.
God, what a song.
I actually don't know.
But that song was before September 11th.
Yeah, but it was well-timed. That's all I mean.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Shot in front of the video was shot in front of the Twin Towers.
Was it?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Fuck Ryan Adams, but great song. So it wasn't commercially successful. And I'm going to tell you September 11th had nothing to do with that. But
is there a Bright Eyes album that was commercially successful when it came out?
That is a very good question. Probably Lifted is the most popular.
Yeah, but I can't imagine it like hitting a Billboard chart.
I don't know. Let's see.
I could see one
Lifted
today.
Was the band's first to reach the Billboard 200. Well, 200's pretty. The next one.
Still moving units.
Moving units?
That's what it's about. Creating content and moving to.
Love to move units.
We love it.
So I'm Wide Awake It's Morning was the follow-up to It's Lifted.
Okay.
Or to Lifted. And
I like It's Lifted, actually.
Yeah. It had a Billboard Hot single.
Mm-hmm. Lucky Strike. It's Lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So, but to your point, no, not a Matt. Like, they sell plenty of albums.
Sure. He's
but
doing
yeah.
fine.
He's doing fine.
He played When the President Talks to God on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Famously. That is a famous performance, in my opinion.
Is it?
I think it is. It was pretty iconic. I feel like at that time, I don't know. Yeah, I do feel like it was. Early internet watching performances of that.
I saw it on the internet. I did not care for or enjoy the music of Bright Eyes at that time.
Well, and that song sucks.
But I very much enjoyed Jay Leno walking over to shake his hand and saying, "Great job, buddy," to Bright Eyes.
I want
to
listen to this song right now. Was this song good?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Okay. When did this song come out?
2003.
Five.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was. I remember... This is not a good song.
I'm Bob Dylan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This is actually a good little lead-in, in my opinion.
Great job, buddy. It's just really funny to see
Jay. I've seen it. Yep. I've seen it.
I love it.
Good clip. Isn't he dressed crazy, too?
Ooh. Don't know.
I'm looking.
Can we...
In my head...
Pause this?
Nope. In my head, he's wearing... cowboy outfit, but I don't know if that's correct.
Chaps?
No.
With a fringe?
Oh my god, he is. Wow, my memory. He is wearing a cowboy hat and like kind of a western shirt. It's like rust colored, and okay. I can't tell if he's also wearing rust colored pants in that photo. Damn. Wow, that is.
Talk about the story of soil. Look at that.
I cannot believe that's burned into my brain.
Well done.
I told you. It was iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song, I don't like it. Clearly, Conor Roberts has some political. Viewpoints is what I think you can glean mm-hmm. from the knowledge that you have.
Yes.
So
staunch Republican.
Yeah, definitely. So Desperacitos is his political punk band.
Okay.
That's fun. We love that.
No, we don't.
I love that.
So this is his rage against the machine.
Sure. So Desperacitos figuratively means disappeared ones, not just missing. But so,
I heard it was missing.
Excuse me?
I heard that it was missing.
Missing.
Thank you. Well timed.
You're welcome. Sorry, I had a lot of tabs open, including one that said Borat sound.
Okay, I'll do my best to cue that up later.
The link was broken.
Damn it. Which sound was it? We'll never know.
High five.
Okay. Okay. Who would have thought... Of the two of us to really want a soundboard of just random radio DJ sound effects, it would be Heather. certainly didn't think that was the way that was going to shake out.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Should I know anyone else in this band? You give me the names.
No.
Are they in other bands?
Not that you know.
Show me the album art.
Here you go.
It's so we've got a bunch of houses. Look, clip party houses.
This is not me having any inside information here, but you know what this makes me think of is
dinosaur comics.
Oh my god, I loved dinosaur comics. How has that never come up on this podcast before?
I don't know. It's still going.
Oh my god, I love dinosaur
comics. Ryan North is currently writing Fantastic Four.
I would love it when the devil would talk and it would come up from the bottom. Anyways.
Quick.
Yeah.
This has not come up on the show before, but I have this weird mission to try and get everyone who's written an issue of Fantastic Four to sign their first issue. I emailed Ryan North and he said, I would love to be a part of this. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so fun.
And so I mailed it to Canada.
He's Canadian. That makes sense.
And he sent it to me, but he also just out of the kindness of his heart also sent me a copy of his issue 2. And
that's so sweet.
I sent him an email back saying, I know what you're trying to do. I'm not going to start collecting issue 2. How dare you? And we had a nice little back and forth. It was very funny.
Did you tell him you read dinosaur comics?
What's that?
Did you tell him you read dinosaur comics?
I did not, but I do. And I did.
I loved.
It's still going.
I loved dinosaur comics. I haven't read in a long time, but I did love it. No, but what this is making me think of is, what the fuck is that Mary Louise Parker show? Little Boxes
Weeds.
On the Hillside. Yeah, it's reminding me of it's not reminding me of Weeds. It's reminding me of the theme song from Weeds.
These do look as though they are made of ticky-tacky. I really like the... Okay, so it's like clip arty houses, like just pasted over and over again on top of a field. So I'm getting the consumerism, but it's got kind of a blueprinty kind of
label
at the top, which I really like the header
me
here.
Too.
The font doesn't seem right for what it's going for to me.
I feel like that is kind of a blueprint font.
So I haven't looked at a lot of blueprints in my day. It just feels a little too ornate for a blueprint. I picture like the handwritten blueprint.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Like architecture. Yeah.
It's fine. I don't mind it. I think the album cover is stupid and I don't like it.
I feel like you like it.
I don't like the clip artiness of it.
I think it's on purpose.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
But I don't, I like the format of it. I like the concept of it.
I like the colors too.
I do like the colors of it. Is it a photo underneath? I can't quite tell.
I think it is multiple photos photoshopped together.
I think it would be fair to say I want to like this, but it misses for me.
Fair enough.
It looks like a brush of a building, and I don't like that.
I like that. Okay. I understand.
Okay.
So... this album is loosely centered on perceived American materialism and greed. Song topics include the pressures of upward mobility.
Okay.
On marriage. The suburban expansion.
Song topics include on marriage?
That's what it says. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Song topics include the pressures of upward mobility on marriage.
Oh.
Oh, I put a comma in there.
I see.
Although... you could have probably just stopped at upward mobility and then did comma marriage. But anyways, the suburban expansion.
Whoever made this list felt as though the pressures of upward mobility was not expressed. It was too specific to marriage.
The suburban expansion of Omaha.
Wait, quick question.
Yes.
Bright Eyes, ever married?
Ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Let's see.
Is there a Mrs. Eyes?
I don't think so. Oh, no, he did get married.
Oh.
Okay, I did this. So this is why I was confused. They got married. Yeah, they did get married in 2008.
Okay.
They separated. They did separate. Okay.
Too much pressure to have upward mobility.
Okay. So the other thing, the suburban expansion of Omaha.
Okay.
The desire to always follow the latest fashion or fad.
Okay. You know, having a big hat.
You know, you heard that Not a Surf song.
No.
Popular?
No.
Oh, my. The effects of consumerism, I don't know what they're consumerism on developing countries
Liquid
and
use.
The mixture of religion and politics.
You're having trouble with you. Mixture. Yeah.
Mixture. Anyways.
Okay.
So that's what this album's about. What other questions do you have?
Can we not listen to it?
Nope.
Is it super lo-fi like a Bright Eyes album?
I don't think so.
Okay. I like that answer. What do the other guys do?
Play instruments. It's a full-ass band.
Cool. All right. Do any of them still? No, that's going to take too much research. Let's just play it.
Okay, great.
Uh-oh. Was that Denver?
What if
Dilly Dally?
Oh, I forgot you said punk.
This is barely punk, honestly. Chill.
I'm just nervous where it's going to go.
I don't think it gets a lot crazier, I'm going to be honest.
Okay. I like this so far. This is better than any Bright Eyes I've heard so far. But maybe because I just heard that awful Bob Dylan song.
Yeah. I don't even like that song. This is what they sound like.
Okay. Yeah, this is fine. I like this guitar riff.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to have a Conor Oberst song not sound like him. That's his voice.
It is.
And no matter what, when he's gonna get quiet, it's gonna sound really sad.
That doesn't sound sad to me.
Interesting. It always sounds like he's barely holding back tears to me. Maybe it's like cilantro for us.
Oh, because it tastes like soap for me?
But it tastes good to me. And ugh. Just like it's a classic Yanny Laurel. You're here in Yanny.
It's true.
No, well, yeah. This song I like.
You do.
Well, I would like to take the vocal out and AI change the voice to Sufjan Stevens.
Fair enough. So, I'm also having a memory of... So, I've seen Despacitos a couple of times. I saw them touring on the second album,
There's more albums.
There is. You're going to have to listen to it because I love it.
Uh-oh. This is their debut?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they only have two albums. Let me please confirm that. Yes, two albums. That's it. The last album came out in 2015.
Okay.
And I'm trying to Google what it was, but I have a very specific memory of seeing them on that tour at Webster Hall. And genuinely, when they were playing, there was a Trump campaign speech happening in real time.
Oh.
And they were streaming it. And like with the sound off behind them playing over it. Very dystopian for me.
Yeah.
For most people, I would assume. Not for most people, for most Democrats. For most New Yorkers. I'm sorry, it is a little louder. That is the image of this band that is ingrained into my brain.
Something about this beat works for me. It is... I don't know why.
I don't know, it's great. That's why.
I'm bobbing my head to it. That's a crazy... Mm-hmm. move to potentially bum out your entire crowd.
I was trying to Google what it was and I'm having trouble finding it. So he announced his campaign announcement, or he did a speech for his campaign announcement in, looks like, June 2015. And the show I'm talking about was August of 2015. So it was probably just some
Iowa thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Some caucus of some fucking sort.
Yeah.
So the one's a little more yelly. I lied to you.
What did he have to be mad about politically in 2015? Just kidding.
I was just blankly staring Ramsey in the eye.
Yep. Just kidding.
I short-circuited a little. I couldn't even come up with anything. Yep. I was just like, but.
Wait, is everything I know about Ramsey wrong?
That chorus is, well, today we're giving birth to the new future.
Okay.
You know.
That feels positive.
Yeah, and then fucking 9/11 happened. Oh my god, we're so fucked.
Actually, did it already happen?
I don't know what day they recorded this. Could have been the 10th, could have been the 12th. Okay, who's to say?
You're right.
I love this album.
How often do you come back to it?
Not often enough is what I'm telling you. I don't even remember. We're doing this because it came up on a recent episode. I don't even remember how it came up.
Oh, I don't remember.
Actually, I don't even remember if it came up on the episode or it came up on conversation before or after
before the episode
with a guest.
Yeah. When would you put this on?
Car.
Yeah, okay.
Walking.
Here's a question I've never asked you, or I don't remember your answer if I have. When you are walking, interlude.
Uh-huh.
Are we walking to the studio? Are we doing that trick again?
Your favorite. You love when they do that.
Are they
talking about Omaha?
Are these interviews?
I don't think so.
The album started with that lady talking about a rich guy.
I think they're on a smoke break based on this coughing.
Yeah. When you are walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
Do you have one earbud in or do you do both?
Two, baby.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. What's it called when the sound goes through in my AirPods? Adaptive sound?
Pass through?
Yeah, whatever it is.
I don't know.
My AirPods. The AirPod Pro. You've
got the fancy ones. I don't have the fancy ones.
I got the fancy ones so I can use them when I bike, even though it's not the best.
So the idea is, like, if there's something loud, it still makes it through?
It gets quieter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a good one.
Are you still hearing everything, or is it just...
Everything.
Huh.
Unless I have noise canceling on, but I'm not putting that on the streets. That's right. Dangeroso.
I worry about... I've never had noise canceling.
I do not use them outside.
When I learned how they work, it made me concerned.
I don't know how they worked on you. Dare tell me.
Okay.
I like it on a plane. It's quieter than the inside of a plane. Oh,
it's potentially bad for your hearing.
So is every concert I've ever been
it's
to.
It's technically louder, making it louder, but in a weird way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This one is...
I also listen to 16 hours of podcasts a day, and that's not great for my hearing either, so...
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, what's really funny is this is not one of the more popular songs on the album, but I would have said it is the best song on the album.
Does this album have singles?
I'm going to go with no.
What is this one called?
This one is called Greater Omaha.
Okay.
So that spoken word outro kind of leads into this.
More of an intro then.
Yeah, but it was at the end of the other track.
No.
But it's also like the verse is like, well, traffic's bad. They're widening Easy Street to fit more SUVs. Like it's pretty, the lyrics are pretty on the nose.
I forgot that we were once concerned about SUVs.
Oh my God, we still are.
Are we still?
I listened to a whole fucking episode the other day about how many more pedestrian deaths there are.
Oh.
Part of the problem is it's because cars are bigger.
Wow.
More blind spots. Also, people are just more generally distracted because they're on their devices.
Right.
And their devices might truly mean the screens inside their car at that point. Also.
Oh, right, because they're, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. There's been some great journalism on that lately. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't, it's not great. Not great.
I'm turning into an old man about this stuff. I'm getting closer to just like, I'm getting a flip phone. I don't want this.
Ugh, I know. Okay, my phone, throw it into the sea. Except TikTok. Can I get a device that's just TikTok?
I mean, you could do it on your browser.
True. One more mouthful and we will be happy then.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you like this part? Doesn't feel like you will like this yelling, but...
No. It's not quite even yelling. It's more just whining.
You're not wrong.
Well, there's some yelling.
But this is like... All these lyrics are directly tying into like that conversation in air quotes that they were just having. Golden fields, lovely empty space. They're building drugstores. Now none remains. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I want to know more about how that was built. Did the conversation come first and it was just recorded and then he wrote a song inspired by it?
Potentially. But I mean, I also guess if it's just the general theme of this album, it might also just be coming up in your conversation.
Sure. Or do you think it's a performance?
Could be either.
Yeah.
Could be either.
I have a very...
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, did I cut you off?
No, I didn't have a thought.
Okay. I have a very specific question for you.
Okay.
I think once I learned, just in general, like, how an album is recorded...
Yes.
and that it's not just like always a live recording of the band.
Yes.
I then am always thinking about the singer in isolation. So like,
oh, doing whoa, just by themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have that image in your head when you're listening to music?
No.
I'm just I'm picturing him having to just really go for it.
Yeah.
With just headphones.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is. I think you can tell me if I'm wrong. I think you as a human are more interested in how the music gets made.
I am.
Whereas I'm more interested in the piece.
Yes.
Like I love a lyric, you know, like yep. I'm like listening and digging in there. I think which maybe is why this podcast works. I think we approach songs from different viewpoints.
I think so.
That's all. Podcast over. Nice.
No.
Just
no,
kidding.
No. This is Friday Night Lights.
Oh my God. I gotta rewatch. This is.
The problem is there's a lot of bad episodes.
Oh, I got really confused. Okay. So the first song, which I didn't tell you the name of. Yeah, there are a lot of really boring episodes. Sorry. The first episode is Man and Wife, comma, the former, parentheses, financial planner. This one is Man and Wife, comma, the latter, parentheses, damaged goods.
Holy moly. That's hard to just hear.
I know. I'm sorry. No, it's easy to read. It's hard to hear. It's
I also had to remember
man and wife,
what former and latter
the former,
meant.
The latter.
Yep.
Financial planning, damaged goods. Don't worry, there's no others that follow up with that.
Well, there's no other.
Yeah, we got people, the former and the latter.
We got them both. The first track was the man song?
Man and wife, yeah. And this is track four.
The wife.
No, it's man and wife. They're both man and wife.
The latter.
This is the latter. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh. Oh, the man is the financial planner. The woman is damaged goods. Whoa.
Hey, glad I could.
Damn. Got him.
Fresh eyes. Fresh eyes to bright eyes.
It's true.
Can't lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's the, yep. It's
Oh, that was real bright. Ooh, sorry. Real bright eyes. Mm-hmm. This song is a pretty bright eyes, you're right.
I'm sure a lot of his songs are written from like a character or like a perspective.
Totally.
But I find his music impenetrable. So
interesting.
Having it in the title, like who this person is, I'm enjoying it more actually. Like I'm picturing it.
Oh, this is so funny because I never even put that together. The first verse is I'm growing out my hair like it was when I was single. It was longer than I've known you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good line.
Yeah.
It was longer than I've known you. I had no money then. I had no worries at all. Such a high standard of living. I just feel like I'm dying. I've started an argument, but you can barely even talk. Yeah, I didn't even ever put that together.
Yeah, I'm just a bill you pay. I like that line.
Oh my God, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should write better titles like this one. I guess it was complicated to hear you say it, but I like it.
Yeah.
Come on. Be normal. Be normal, guitar. That's not how you play that.
Wait, when did the second album come out? Hold on.
2015.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Oh.
Okay. June of 2015.
January 1st, 2015.
Oh, I think I might have gone to the record release show is what I'm realizing. Oh. Hold on. Oh, no, 3 days later. 3 days later. So the next album, Payola, came out.
Payola.
June 23rd, 2015, and I saw them at Rough Trade on June 26th, 2015.
Oh.
RIP to that venue.
I never saw a show there. This is the Brooklyn one, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you know they do shows in the Manhattan Rough Trade? I think you may have told me this.
The one that's in 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Well, they don't do it in the Rough Trade, do they?
Yeah.
They do?
Occasionally.
Well, I didn't go to a show there. I went to a show at the Rainbow Room in 30 Rock.
Oh, was that the...
It was a Rough Trade show, though.
Oh, I have been... Who was that? Somebody told me that they did a show in Rough Trade. They just move a bunch of stuff.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
There you go. Not just upstate venue talk.
That's not upstate. That's New York City, baby.
That's what I'm saying. We're covering the whole state.
Yeah, we're covering downstate.
Yeah.
I never call the city downstate.
No.
It's the city.
Yeah.
There's upstate and there's the city. The end. And there's Long Island.
I guess, yeah.
Over there.
Yeah. And Canada. I'm claiming it.
Oh, you're claiming Canada?
Yeah.
I don't want all of it.
Okay, that's fair.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal seems... I've been once.
I saw the Montreal Philharmonic last night at what? Carnegie Hall.
What?
Our friend conducted them. The guy who trained our buddy Bradley Cooper.
Oh, the guy that we saw at the... Oh, we saw him at the New York Phil.
Yep.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, he's Canadian.
He is Canadian. He conducts the Orchestra Montreal.
And he was conducting in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why
still
do we
does.
Know so much about a fucking conductor?
Still does Philadelphia as well. I saw him with John Williams as well.
Oh, my. This guy's everywhere.
I've seen him three times.
What the fuck?
In 30 days.
That's crazy, Ramsey.
Yep. I'm a big fan now. I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
Also heard him on Fresh Air with Terry Gross.
Oh my god, this guy is truly everywhere. Yep. Is he doing an Oscar campaign?
I think he's getting some buzz.
Yeah,
like
off
as much
of Maestro.
As a conductor can.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah.
What is this one called?
Mall of America.
Hmm. That's a good name for this type of album.
It is.
What do you think the album title means?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Read music. I don't know.
I don't either.
Those are both things you're taught to do in school.
Yeah.
I was.
Read music? Is that the first part?
Mm-hmm. Read music, speak Spanish.
Speak Spanish. Is it a reference to the name of the band?
I don't
think
so.
Like, these are two things that we do?
Maybe.
I
can't imagine you loved that.
I often feel like the album is broken.
Uh-huh.
And I like them, I guess, actively breaking it.
Fair enough. This one is The Happiest Place on Earth.
Disneyland.
Yeah. The first verse of this is, I want to pledge allegiance to the country where I live. I don't want to be ashamed to be an American. I think that is a lovely sentiment.
Sure.
We don't want to hate to fucking be an American.
Yeah.
Just don't make us fucking regret it. Presidents.
You sound vaguely threatening.
It shouldn't be vaguely.
You sound like Kyle Mooney.
You're right. Honestly, if any of our listeners have not watched the Kyle Mooney sports, mm-hmm. I don't know that we've even ever explicitly talked about it on this podcast, but it is podcast lore at this point.
Yeah, came up in episode 100, I remember.
It's like required reading.
Yes, that would, like, if we had a prerequisite.
What episode did you say it came up in?
100.
Oh, okay. I was like, how did you just pull an episode number? Okay, I understand now. Round number. Got it.
Yep. I'm intimately familiar with at least three episodes.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. I'm enjoying this one enough.
This one's not one of my favorites.
I'm saying it tentatively.
Okay.
Like, I think the drums are going a long way. That's something that Bright Eyes lacks.
Okay.
I like having a drive to it rather than like a broken banjo pluck itself.
Okay.
Poorly recorded in the background.
Sure.
Through a microphone that's inside a pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are talking about Disney.
I missed what was the line that confirmed that for you?
Oh God, my God. Give strength to thee, these amber waves, purple majesty. I was really trying hard to put an R in there. Is nothing but backdrops for Disney.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with what I'm about to say.
Okay. Let's workshop it.
There's something vaguely Neutral Milk Hotel happening in this song.
Okay, interesting.
In a Neutral Milk Hotel, I'm going to say
it's a little discordant.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to say not...
Still surprises me every day that you like Don't Dream of the Clutch. I'll continue.
No, I'm going to say not Aeroplane, but the on Avery Island, the album before Aeroplane.
Uh-huh.
Which is a little more ramshackle.
Sure.
Where's that word? Why? Where did that come from?
We got to be using that more.
I agree. Somebody used the word temptress today. Ooh. To me. I was like, oh, good word.
I used a word the other day, too, that you said we should be using more. What did I say? Man, I'm not going to remember, but the compliment stuck with me, but I don't remember what fucking word I used.
I get that.
This one is Survival of the Fittest / It's a Jungle Out There.
Okay. It's a Jungle Out There is a song by Randy Newman that he wrote for the theme to Monk. Can we listen to that?
No. Aww. You know how I feel about Randy Newman.
Damn it. How do you feel about Detective Monk?
Love him. He's Tony Shalhoub. Love him.
I've been watching Monk lately.
How's that?
It's really good.
One of my friends saw the same therapist for like a really long time, and she called him Monk.
Hmm.
Because she said he reminded her of Monk. And so for damn near a decade, my friend referred to her therapist to me as Monk.
Okay.
Just called him Monk.
Monk has a therapist.
Yeah, but no, she said he reminded her of Monk.
In terms of behavior or just in looks?
Don't know, actually. Never questioned it. Just said, okay, sounds good.
I would be nervous about because like Monk is not mentally well.
Sure.
I think that's safe to say. That's absolutely fair to say.
Yes, I think so.
He's fucked up from the death of his wife.
Yes.
So I would want a therapist who...
Maybe it was aesthetically.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Maybe, to be fair, maybe she was actually just saying my therapist looks like Tony Shalhoub.
I think probably.
Sure.
Yeah. I get that.
But either way, Monk. It's a good nickname.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it.
I would also accept Guy from Wings. Or... Maisel's dad.
Yeah. Ugh. I love Tony Shalhoub. What a guy.
What a gem. And friend of the show, Tom Sharpling, says one of the nicest men he's ever worked for.
He just seems nice.
I think he would be.
If someone told me he was mean, I would be so upset.
Let's get him on the show.
Email him.
You want to play a potentially upsetting game that friend of the show, Matt Moskowiak, introduced me to?
Yeah.
Who is the person that would make you the most upset if they got canceled?
We played this game in the car and I don't have a good answer.
Oh,
but...
I'm sorry for retreading.
Okay. It can't be a musician. I'm ready for any of them at any given time.
Yeah, it comes
with
the territory.
I'm ready. Oh my God, I don't know.
I'm going to give you Matt's answer because I kind of... This sucks. It's so loud. It's breaking me. I can't form other words. Okay, it's dying.
It's almost over.
I think his answer...
The song is just $4 signs is the title name.
Okay. I like that as a name.
Yeah.
It's getting bad
Not
again.
Not the word $4 signs, the symbol.
No.
Dollar sign. Okay.
Stephen Colbert, I think, is a really good choice.
That one would hurt me.
Yep, that would be bad.
That one would hurt me. God, I don't know. That one wouldn't kill me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be hard to believe. I'd have a hard time with that one.
Sure.
Because for me, it has to be someone more personal. I love Colbert. Don't get me wrong.
No, no, no.
Oh, boy. That is a tough one. Because I feel like in this day and age, I'm prepared for anyone.
It's true. Yeah, we've been kind of... The idols have fallen, like...
Yeah. To be fair, as they fucking should. But...
Yeah, fair.
Oh, my God. I don't know. That is a hard question. Also, because you don't want to speculate. It feels like you're asking for it.
You don't jinx somebody.
Yeah.
A dead person that would be like all of a sudden?
I don't know. The first one that came to mind was John Lennon, but like, no, I wouldn't be that sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a couple things I can...
Exactly. Yeah. You're like, okay. Why is every dead person I'm thinking of so cancelable
now?
Frank Sinatra? Okay. Like, why are these the dead people I'm thinking of right now?
There is a great 2-volume biography of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I don't remember the author's name, but the first one is called Frank, the Man, and the second one is called Sinatra, the Voice.
Oh, that's fun.
It's good. But I wanted to say chapter 2 It mentions how huge a penis Frank Sinatra was said to have.
Good for you, Frank.
It comes up several times in the book.
Good for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Just, I wasn't expecting it, and it also used a word that I wasn't ready for, and it wasn't a quote.
What do you mean? You don't have to say, I'm just confused.
I'm going to bleep myself saying this word, but it said...
Oh, no!
Like, and just in the...
Oh, no.
In the voice of the narrator, not a quote.
No.
It was very surprising.
What?
Yeah.
That's a weird choice.
I agree. And it's not a super conversational tone, but it is slightly conversational.
But also, like...
Yep.
That's just a weird one.
I agree. It took me out of the book for a little bit.
Like, it was a biography?
Yes.
Weird.
I agree. But... still very well written, and I would recommend if you're interested in spending that much time learning about Frank Sinatra, it's good.
It's like, it's not the most offensive word in the world, but like, just like, what?
Yeah.
That would take me out of it too. That's weird.
Agreed.
Sorry. That's crazy. Anyways.
Oh. The sound of these infomercials kind of like, I felt it in my brain. Like, I haven't heard this in a while, but I used to hear this constantly. Weird.
Uh-huh.
This feels like a weird window into the past.
Yeah.
When's the last time you saw an infomercial on purpose or on accident?
Probably a compilation of being like, look at these people trying to hold onto their bowls and they're dropping all
like,
of them.
I wouldn't even count that. Like,
no, exactly. In earnest?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Call now.
Call now.
Call now. Guys, it was crazy before the internet. Call now for your cabinet organizer. I don't know why I'm stuck on something about bowls.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Do you miss the monoculture?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Well, okay.
Is it the democracy of popular culture that you like, or?
I think so. But also, I do think we're an interesting age for the monoculture. Okay, let's... This is now like
Are you applauding me?
This is now a watch pod or a ringer podcast, basically.
Sure.
So we are of an interesting age because I think like we got to still experience the monoculture, but I feel like we came of age as the monoculture was going away.
I think that's true. I think the wider world, the monoculture was still prevalent into our college age, if not a little further.
I think by the time we were in college, it was starting to dissipate.
Yeah, is it peer to peer?
Yes,
is that what did it?
I think so.
And
like
that was not the full world doing that. That was the youth.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm with you.
Like the monoculture might still have existed into college, but like our generation was less and less not even less connected to it, but we just had access to more, obviously.
Right.
I don't. Okay. Okay. All right.
This is less offensive to me because I can...
It's distracting me because I'm trying to have a thought. No, but I think that I don't miss because I like people having niche tastes and being able to have access to those things as someone that sometimes has niche tastes.
I agree with that.
And like finding communities and subcultures I think is valuable.
I like all that too.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss... having shared reference points or like...
Yeah, but now you have shared reference points as a secret code. To these are my people. And I kind of like that.
True. I do like that. I wish there was just slightly more in the middle.
Fair enough.
That's all.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't want... I don't want... I'm not arguing against representation or anything like
that. No, of course.
I wish we had to sit through commercials more together.
Yeah.
I wish we... Well, that's an awful thing to wish because I think we're getting that wish with the streaming services.
Oh my God,
now,
I know.
Actually.
Oh my God. Also, I don't know if this is just me. I keep getting commercials on Hulu and they are hyper-local.
Yeah.
And my doctor is in one of them. I saw him this morning
that's
in person.
Really weird.
And he's in the commercial.
Did you mention it to him?
I've never mentioned to him once. I've seen him many times.
Sure.
I've never brought it up.
What do you think would happen if you did?
I don't know, but also he knows I work in video production, so he knows I'm a producer.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know why that means he would bring up this commercial to me, but in my brain it does.
I mean,
we're starved for small talk.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, but maybe he wants some notes once you bring it up.
It's a pretty good commercial, actually.
Okay.
For a local commercial, it's high quality.
That's great.
That's what I'll tell you.
When I go home to visit my parents, boy, do I love seeing the local commercials there.
Oh, my God. A local car lot.
It's like a warm hug.
I mean, the car lot of our youth is no more, but...
Yeah. R.A.P. Bob Fusillo.
Was he huge?
Huge.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Huge. R.A.P.
R.A.P.
Yeah, love and local upstate commercial. They don't make them like that in the city.
No, they do not.
They don't make
too
them
much
like
money
too
in
much
those.
Quality.
Yeah,
all around talent everywhere.
Yep, I love it.
Ramsey, this is the final song.
Oh,
it's called "Hole in One."
Oh,
it's a loud one for you.
I like the synth.
That makes sense for you.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of Pinkerton era Weezer.
Oh, brother.
It actually doesn't. I just felt obligated. Get out of my ears.
He's screaming, "My big house."
I like it better now that I heard him.
Yeah. 12,000 square foot, 4-car garage, tennis courts, swimming pools, and a backyard. I know it can seem like a lot, but that's why I pay someone to clean it up. To clean it up, my big house.
I feel like... I wonder if this whole album, if there's a thread. Like, is this the financial planner?
Oh, maybe. That's interesting. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. We're doing this.
That's it.
Okay. I would say, on the whole, this was less painful than a Bright Eyes.
Woo!
Because it was less whining.
Oh, fair enough.
And the songs were way shorter.
Yeah, the whole album was 31 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like Lifted is 2 hours long.
Lifted is a double album.
Oh, maybe it was 4 hours hours long then.
Yeah. I'm going to see how long Berries and Cream is.
Took me a second to remember.
55 minutes.
Ugh, that's almost
buckle
double.
Buckle up, baby. It's coming.
No.
Oh my God, the calendar hung itself. Halai, 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 halai. Oh my God, okay.
The calendar hung itself is a good title.
So good, right?
I do like that title.
Oh my God, I'm going to listen to the car home.
Can we get another Google Translate?
Missing.
And in Spanish?
Desaparecido.
Oh, so loud. I'm not willing to go so far as to say I liked this, because I don't believe I did.
Okay.
But for a Conor Oberst joint, I gotta say, not so bad.
High five.
Well, if you can't find the one you want, you make it yourself.
Exactly.
Heather, how was this free listen for you?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah, I still love it. It's a good album.
Would you want more high-pitched squealing or less? No,
it was fine. Where we were at was fine.
Oh.
No more? You don't have to do less. I'm okay.
Don't have to do
you
less.
You don't have to.
You're trying to be nice.
Gentlemen. You don't have to.
Okay.
It's okay.
I say you do have to.
Okay, fine.
Will you play a little bit of It's a Jungle Out There by Randy Newman?
I hate you.
I like that Heather started to move before I got to the Randy Newman part. You might like the song. Heather's bopping. She's liking it so far. Look at her little head move.
Randy Newman doesn't look like what I thought he did.
What do you think he looked like?
I don't know. Not this.
Froggy Man?
Yeah. No, I don't like Randy Newman's voice. That's the problem.
What if I AI it to sound like Conor Oberst?
Okay, well, that's going to happen. Well, everyone buckle up. It's happening.
I don't know. That's a lot of work. We'll see if I can figure it out.
Just trying to see if I like any Randy Newman songs.
What's this one?
Lightning McQueen and Sally.
Heather, you pick Score from Cars.
I just picked those popular Randy Newman songs.
This is an instrumental.
These are just his most popular songs. I didn't make it.
A lot of people are playing Pixar soundtracks. I mean, you know this one.
I know this one.
Sure.
I don't know this one.
This is when Buzz Lightyear is... Oh, no, this is when Woody is looking around and seeing that the Woody posters are becoming Buzz Lightyear posters.
Oh, poor Woody. The worst one.
Oh, yeah. I don't love this one.
Stupid.
It's kind of ironic. It's intended
to
be ironic.
I know, but it's stupid. I understand he doesn't really hate short people.
That's right.
Still just stupid.
What do you think of his L.A. song?
I don't know that one.
I Love L.A.?
Well, I don't.
It's also ironic.
Okay. My favorite song about L.A. is that Death Cab one about how it sucks.
I mean, you might like I Love L.A.
Okay, maybe.
Look at that bum. Look at that garbage. I Love L.A.
I like that. Yeah. That sounds like the Fear song about I Love Living in the City.
I Love
Living in the city. Yeah, that one. Okay, yeah. This is enough Randy Newman.
No such thing.
Plenty.
Okay.
Ramsey.
Heather.
Where can people find you online?
You can find me at RamseyESS.com. Heather can be found at Heather Shea.
Heather Shea.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I could not apologize more. I didn't know you had a bit queued up.
Yeah.
She's on Letterboxd. Where can people find more information about our show?
If you're a listening, .com.
Did you mean to do the Spanish one?
Yes.
Why did you pronounce it in English?
I don't know. Well, did it translate it? I typed it as a URL.
Oh, you just, can I hear it again?
If you're a listening, .com.
Put an X.
So fascinating. I want to hear it in English too, please.
If you're listening.com.
Okay. Oh, that sounds normal.
To parse it. Yeah.
That sounds normal.
Oh, that was unexpected.
If you're listening.com.
That's our URL in Japanese.
Yes. Kind of.
Not really. According to Google, not us, for the record.
Yeah, blame Google. Cancel Google. I'd be upset if Kate. No, I guess I get it.
If you're listening.com.
What was that one?
Supposedly German.
Oh. Punt?
I guess.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, so if you're, for our listeners in those countries, now you know what our URL is.
And for our listeners at home, I cut out 2 hours of us going through every language. Is Klingon on there? Do they have anything like that? Okay.
No.
Would have been fun.
Ugh. It's not letting me do more.
I guess it's for the best.
Damn it.
All right. Say goodbye, Heather.
Bye.